You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora, how are you doing today, by the way?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Can you please introduce yourself to us?
I'm Daniel Kerr, and I'm a contemporary artist based in Auckland, New Zealand.
Nice. You mentioned you've been here to BFM before, right?
Yes, probably 10 years ago.
Oh, true.
Used to be in a band, but now I'm a visual artist. I'm a painter. Specifically, and a photographer as well. So it's another thing that's coming up.
And can you please tell us about your creative process as an artist?
I've sort of got a little bit of a structure at the moment that I work around. It's sort of like do 10 drawings with a pad. I'll just sit down and like freehand draw freely, like maybe 5 to 10 drawings, and then look at them and see if there's some sort of rhythm or vibe or something visually going on. And then I'll then work onto a watercolor pad and then sort of maybe do 3, you know, expansions on the drawings and then look to achieve a coherent piece of art once a month. So like the drawings lead to the watercolors and then the watercolors lead to the final piece. Yeah, so that would sort of be like a working structure that I did for the last show at Grocer.
You just mentioned your show at Grocer Gallery. That was called Angle Direction and Pressure. Can you please tell us about that?
Yes. So I was, you know, fortunate enough to be given the opportunity by a gallerist called Daniel Lee to be part of this group exhibition with Rose Picanel and Gavin Chai, two artists that I respect and admire. And so Angle Direction and Pressure was the sort of like working title that came about last winter when I joined this fly fishing club and we'd go down to Turangi and stay in this hut. And I was, you know, quite a bit younger than these gentlemen. And we'd fish for trout. And I learned that I'm not that good at trout fishing. But, you know, I took in a lot of the, like, scenery and the light. And then sort of the series of paintings sort of came out of that. So, yeah, I guess I like to really work organically and sort of, you know, I don't really have a strict dogma to, like, how I work. But that's, at the moment, how I'm finding a good rhythm and pace.
So you also apparently had a exhibition called Satu, which means amen in Sanskrit.
Yes, that's right. Correct. That was in 2023 at Sanderson Contemporary in Newmarket. And the gallerist is called Lydia Copethwaite. And they approached me and then we worked together and we came up with that title, which we both thought was quite poignant and was really, really great show. And I'm super blessed to be a part of that. It's a big opportunity for me.
Could you tell us where that title comes from? You know, why name your exhibition in Sanskrit?
It actually came about because I was talking to mum. My mum is Thai. And then I had some other title idea. And then, I don't know, my mum just said in Thai, you can sometimes, if something's like a really beautiful thing, you might just say like say for example like, oh, I gave some food to my uncle or something like that, you might say Satu. So then I just thought, oh, that's really poignant for this body of work. So it was last minute, really. It was sort of like the couple of days before the show that we came to that. So
was Buddhism something that you grew up with or had a lot of knowledge of leading into this exhibition?
I sort of navigate a line between two cultures. Like, my mum is Thai. She was born in Thailand and she immigrated to New Zealand in 1988. And her family did some Thai restaurants and things here. And then my dad is a South Island Pākehā man with like Scottish descent. And he's sort of Baptist, or I guess like most Kiwis sort of went to church when they were a kid, but then didn't after that. And then, but my mum is like quite a devout Buddhist, like she goes to the temple every Monday. And so I've been a part of that, but I wouldn't say I'm like a Buddhist per se, but I definitely have learnt from monks and meditation techniques and stuff like that. But yeah, sort of like having two influences growing up, I guess subconsciously has affected the way I look at the world and thus the way I make art.
Did you want to talk about, like, if you had been able to explore art and music in Thailand, like, what would it look like for you?
Or have you had the opportunity to check out any artists or music in, you know, the Thai scene?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's funny that, like, for example, that White Lotus show's like on right now. And then, so for me, it's like my Thai comprehension is way better than my Thai speaking. So, like, it's interesting, like, how do I describe this? It's like when I went to Thailand in 2016, that was the last time I was there. Yeah, I mean, there's a real like photography scene there, and like there's sort of these like jangly guitars and like that sort of, it's a lot more cheerful. Like their art, Thai art, has an emphasis on joy. If that would be one thing I could extrapolate, is just that us Westerners, like, we're a bit more sort of like, we sing song, like sadder songs, or like art's a bit like more dark. But there, I guess the palette of like, you know, style and things are a bit different. And yeah, it's quite a different sort of vibe to hear. I mean, like, Bangkok has towards 20 million people in the district, and it's, you know, the size of Auckland. It's different, you know what I mean? So I want to go to Thailand and do my art there. Like, that would be something to explore, like perhaps going there for like a prolonged period of time and just absorbing the culture and just seeing what comes out of that. Like, that would be great.
Would you ever want to do an exhibition in Thailand as well, maybe?
Oh, totally. Like, I mean, I'm totally, you know, really quite serious about my art. And if a gallery or something over there approached me, like, I'd totally be willing to work. But at this stage, it would just be kind of a goal to, like, go over there again, like, with my mom and, like, visit family and, like, you know, maybe just, like, get a little studio space and, like, do some drawings and photography and, like, bring it back. Or, yeah, that would totally be something I'd be into, yeah.
Does Thai culture have, like, an impact on the work you do currently or in general?
I think what Thai culture has done for me is helped me to, like, sort of slow down. A thing that I get from my mum's like Buddhist thing, it's, they always say like chill, you know, like sort of slow down and really like take things in. So, you know, I'm trying to do a bit more like meditation, those kind of things, like totally help for the kind of paintings that I do. Yeah, and just trying to look at life with this like open perspective. It's sort of hard to describe, but yeah, maybe it's just something that I can just try and put in, that comes out into my art, and people seem to see that or whatever.
And then going forward, just as we wrap things up, do you have anything else that you're working on, or any exhibitions coming up that you'd like to plug maybe?
I don't actually have another exhibition. I just had one, but I'm just working on a new series of paintings. It's called Dance More, Talk Less. And I've started that. I've got two big canvases in my studio at the moment that I'm working on a few things. And like, I'm very much an artist that's just like constantly doing stuff. So like, you know, a bit of photography, you know, those kind of things. And to be honest, I just need to go fishing and have a bit of a break and a reset, and then we'll go again. So yeah, thank you so much.
Before you go, you mentioned photography. Any other plans for that as well, or is that in the later on future?
I do have grand plans to release a photo book and potentially like hosting a gig or some sort of party. Like, because I feel like the Auckland art and music scene has like such amazing talent, and I just really want to foster that. And like, one of my new like New Year's resolutions is just like end tall poppy syndrome in New Zealand, re-educate the boomers on the importance of like art and music, because it does add a lot to GDP or whatever. Yeah, and just like sort of like getting rid of the stigma in New Zealand that you can't just follow your dreams and be an artist. Like, that's been a real thing with like, you know, I won't name names, but some of the things with the fishing, you know, meeting these older dudes driving Range Rovers and stuff. And it's just kind of like, that's part of Angle Direction and Pressure, was just like seeing the inequality in New Zealand. And yeah, and just, I think we all just need to like come together a little bit more and foster each other, because I think that we have such an amazing amount of talent, and that needs to be like fostered. So like these kind of things, like, so thank you so much for having me, and like, yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks again for coming.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.